This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the hour here on the DJV program. You've booked time with us. That's good. We're happy to have you along. Lots to talk about as usual. Jennifer here, Victoria is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Awesome. There's awesome things going on. And I thought that today is New Beer's Eve. We celebrate the ratification of the 18th Amendment to the Constitution. To talk about as usual. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen with some awesome, there's awesome things going on. And I thought that today is New Beer's Eve. We celebrate the ratification of the 18th Amendment to the Constitution back in 1920, which banned all intoxicating liquors, beer, wine, right? Prohibition started on this date, 1920. But in 1933, the government changed all of that. It was one of the first things President Roosevelt did was to end prohibition. How many people that? This is the same kind of stuff as we're talking about with regard to marijuana. Only people are not being killed because of it. But when you tell people that they can't have cider, on my mother's side, was the only daughter in a family of eight. There were four brothers that first got hired by Al Capone in the 1927-28, and then the other three brothers got hired. They were all killed the same day in a massacre in Chicago. And as a result of that, my grandmother went into a sanitarium because she lost her mind. And when she came out, she was sort of like everything was about God, which, you know, she got in there. It was a way for her to be able to deal with the death of her brother. And she... She never touched a drop of alcohol in her life. I haven't had any alcohol really amounts to anything in my life. My mother was, and I've said this before, I don't take shame in it. My mother was a wild alcoholic, and that's one of the reasons she died at the age of 50. The stuff's horrible. But yet, there's a choice. If you don't think people are smart enough to figure it out, and maybe some people aren't, but it'd be like, coffee can be bad for you, so let's ban that. Sugar's bad for you, let's ban that. Hot dogs are bad for you, if you eat too many of them, let's ban that. Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. Where do you draw the line? And I bring it back around to today's discussion of marijuana and whether that should be legalized. I don't want it. Maybe you don't want it. But for the people who want it, let them have it. It's not your business. None of your business. It's like I used to say to my daughter, one day I'd say something on the air, some survey, coffee's bad for you. And she still says this to this day. When I see her drinking a cup of coffee, I don't say anything. She'll look at me and say, Daddy, coffee's bad for you. And then she'll take a sip and give me that look. But it's whatever. It's not your business. Get your nose out of other people's lives. If it's not affecting you, doesn't hurt you, then get the hell out of that space. That's the way I look at it. None of my business.
I wish that applied to a lot of things, but, you know.
Yeah.
See, and that's why I always questioned, not to bring this up into something else, but that's why I always questioned how much you loved Bloomberg, because Bloomberg was very much, let me tell you what's best for you, not you tell you what's best for you.
I think that was
well. I don't. How is it overplayed? Drink cups and stuff. I mean, that's incredibly.
It is bad for you, but and that's what he felt strongly about. So he became. He was being real. I didn't necessarily agree with it.
So what if he feels bad that weed is bad for you?
Do you dismiss? Well, if he thought that, fine. That's up to him. It's not my department. I just thought he was a much better manager. I don't judge people on just one or two, three issues. I judge him on how he handled all of the problems of New York, and he did it superbly. So did he make a couple of gaffes? Yep, he sure did. So do you, so do I. We all make mistakes. And to be have that, you know, that discussion I've had a lot of, a long time with a lot of people. Speaking of coffee, Starbucks in Seattle opening up, they reopened their headquarters, returning the force, the workforce going to work. The people that came back to work found that their disposable paper and plastic cups have been replaced by reusable options. How about that? That's something
time.
I'm doing on the farm.
Gosh,
as well this
how many
year.
Coffee cups from Starbucks and Dunkin' just end up in the
It's well,
know,
it's
in
not
the
just
landfill.
That. It's all kinds of plastic that's used for packaging. Look in your rubbish barrel and see how much plastic there is there from your buying fruit or vegetables or meat or whatever it is, anything. If you go to the store, look at those lettuce containers that they have. Or, I mean, go up and down the aisle of any grocery store. You tell me how many packages are plastic. There's tons of them.
Yep.
And what happens? This stuff doesn't. You know,
well, that's the thing. When they want to ban plastic bags from grocery stores, which is fine, and that actually kicks in this week in New Jersey. But that is a big problem because those bags can't be recycled, and they, you know, you see them floating all everywhere in waterways. And I live on the beach, and they're all over the beach. It's a mess. But they also, like you just said, everyone has to address the actual plastic packaging that's on the shelves. You know, I mean, that's, you buy a bag of nuts in a plastic bag, like, that bag can't be recycled. So it's, I don't know, I just don't think people are being smart enough about it.
All right, let's talk about something good today in history, as long as we're looking at historical facts. The first modern Olympics kicked off in Athens on this date in 1896, but it was 1,500 years after the first Olympics that occurred in Greece in 776 B.C. Actually, they went all the way through 393 A.D. The Frenchman Baron Pierre Coubertin, is that, I don't know if that's everybody's name or not, got them started again in 1894. So modern Olympics began back then. But look at what's happened to them. You know, look at this last Olympics in China. And it's corruption and messed up all over the place. Everything's messy. What can we straighten out? All right. So we have the situation with Zelensky talking to the United Nations about Russia. It seems that the United Nations Security Council is powerless. So what's the point? Why do
well,
we?
Well, the point is. The point is that the United Nations is supposed to be there to promote peace.
I understand that, but that's why I asked you
Vladimir
what's the
Zelensky,
point. They aren't.
Right, was there begging for more help and saying, get Russia out of here. But when you look at the voting members of the committee, the voting members of the committee that have permanent place on the on this panel are the United States, France, Russia, China, and the United Kingdom. Those are the five permanent members of the council who can veto resolutions. So when you look at that, you figure China and Russia aren't going to vote on that together. So there's nothing that's there's no real actionable item that will take place. Now, there's rotating members. Those places are like the United Arab Emirates, Ghana, India, Ireland. I mean, so are you going to really pick up traction to boost anybody off of this panel when you've got China who has a million Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps? You know, it just doesn't seem like they have too much of an issue with genocide, and so they don't care if Russia's guilty of it.
Yeah, it's not, the world is out of control, it seems, more and more. Why was Obama in the White House yesterday? I saw lots of I didn't
talking
look
about the Affordable Care Act.
There's anniversary a new, of how many, I forget how many years it
I
was.
Don't even know if it's an anniversary, but I think Biden is presenting some new thing that's going to amend the existing Obamacare, which is allowing some protection. So I guess the way it is now is some benefits from Obamacare are not available to you if you have a member of your family or household who's working and getting insurance outside of the exchange. And so there's some loophole that they're presenting as part of the new legislation to close it.
12th anniversary of that.
That's his new actionable item. I actually, you know, I don't feel much sympathy for Biden, but I felt bad for him yesterday. clearly Obama was the one that people wanted to see. There are lots of images, if you watch the video, of Biden just kind of walking around. No one's wanting to talk to him. Obama's getting all of the glory standing next to Kamala Harris, and Biden's sort of shuffling around in the back. Obama even made a joke, and they said it was planned, calling Joe Biden vice president. I really thought it diminished him.
Disrespectful. Yeah.
As president, it really did seem like
there's
no one
so
wanted
much
to talk
love
to him,
between
everybody
the two of them,
was
though.
About
I think people
well,
are really grasping
straws.
There is.
So,
there is.
Well,
that
no, but there's
yeah.
You can story read their out. Body language. It's so obvious.
I don't know. Look at just watch some of the videos from yesterday and tell
I
me
did.
What you think.
I did.
Because it didn't look like there was a lot of love. And the other thing that people have been saying is that Biden was never invited to the residency when Obama was president. They haven't seen each other one time since Biden was in the White House, and Obama lives 2 miles away. And apparently, according to the insiders of the Biden campaign, there was a lot of hurt feelings that Obama went out and endorsed and pushed so hard for Hillary the last time around rather than Joe. So I'm sure that they do have a connection. But to say,
they
to suggest
talk on the
that
phone
they're somehow
the
like... Well, yeah, because Obama's running the country.
I'm sure
that's why. He's given the orders.
All right. Given the orders. Next, let's keep moving on with this. There's a dating app that features a man who pulls out guns when he goes on dates with women, and he robs them. So let's go on a date for dinner. Make sure you bring your pocketbook so that I can rob you, basically. And how does this get, like, okay, once or twice, but the guy's still on the dating app. Nobody's reporting that these women have been robbed 20 times.
It's a whole
times.
Scheme. So basically, just to clear up the story, there's a guy who's now been caught and accused of robbing more than 20 people that he met using a dating app. So he'd go online. He used Grindr to target his victims. And from November 2019 through March of this year, this guy, his name is Derek Patterson. He's 22. He's from Compton. He would meet his victims at their homes, or he would meet them in hotel rooms, and then he would rob them. And during the robberies, he would use knives, a taser, other weapons that he would have to threaten victims, demand their money, get their cell phone, and then he'd run off. And I guess in some cases, he would allegedly attack victims. In other incidents, he would withdraw money from their bank accounts or use their credit cards to buy stuff for himself. He's accused of using a taser to chase one of his victims after he demanded his Apple Pay password. I mean, this guy, over and over and over again, he was also accused of stabbing a person in the chest during a robbery in October of 2020. And this is just another way people are taking advantage of you, like at every turn, even on dating apps, when you think you're just, you know, making a connection. This guy's taking all your stuff.
Bad, bad, bad. 18 after. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
And Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 post a job on ZipRecruiter, get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about vaccines or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the program. What is trending? Victoria and I are going to go through the list that Jay has prepared. We've got a couple of things here, including the Biebs being in the focus right after this.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
All right, so the Biebs, Victoria, is doing something nice, not only for his fans, but people who work for him. You want to explain?
Yeah, he's offering free online therapy to millions of his fans and hundreds of the people who work on his world tour. He's spending about $3 million on this grand gesture. He announced his partnership with the online therapy platform called BetterHelp. Justin says, the one thing I've learned over the years is that we all go through our ups and downs, and we all need help sometimes.
Yep.
So he's offering 18 months of free therapy for his 250-plus person touring crew. And his fans can get one free month of therapy, of online therapy for themselves, or they can share it with a friend or a family member in need. And BetterHelp says that they are the world's largest therapy service, which is, you know, something that, especially during the pandemic, places like BetterHelp and platforms like Talkspace became really important for people who are isolated and not necessarily dealing with depression or maybe alcohol and drug abuse and all the things that happened during the lockdown. And so I think this is really nice that he's doing this, and I think he's, you know, we were saying off the air, he's matured so much, you know, in the last couple of years.
I've seen some pictures and some outpourings aimed at Bruce Willis now that his career is over and people realize that he has this horrible disease, aphasia, which is brought about by drug abuse as much as anything else. I was looking at this picture with Rumor, his daughter, with Demi Moore. He looks so old, Victoria. He just looks
sad.
Sad. Really is sad. Speaking of sad, those of you who are like me that were fans of Bobby Rydell, one of the great singers for teen idols of the 60s, had lots and lots of big hits, has passed away at the age of 79. This is typical. Kissing Time, so he was big. He sold millions of records. The Cha-Cha-Cha. And one of the best songs of Phil, Forget Him. That's really a fabulous ballad. He's one of those that everybody's happy when you listen to his music. This is his big, biggest hit. Forget him. Oh, there it is.
Forget him if he doesn't care.
I know this doesn't ring your bell or make it float, Victoria, but it really does for me and people my age. It's 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, or IBS-C, away and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
So as you graduate and head out into the world, there's only one thing that you need.
Hi, this is Jamie from Progressive. Yeah, I can talk now. Progressive protects you 24/7. So, tell me what happened. Oh, I'm sorry, Gene. Can you give me 1 second?
Brush that Furby meal. Congratulations and thank you.
Sorry about that. I'm back. So tell me about this fender bender.
Contact us 24/7 on the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Many Republicans are pushing Texas Governor Greg Abbott to declare an invasion along the U.S.-Mexico border and give thousands of state troopers and National Guard members sweeping new authority to turn back migrants. The Republican governor says he will make a major announcement today of unprecedented actions to deter migrants from coming to Texas after the Biden administration announced last week it will end Title 42. Crime Prevention Research Center President Dr. John Lott told One America News that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's sentencing record has him convinced that she's a poster child for soft-on-crime policies.
She says that people who get child pornography through the Internet should get lighter sentences than those who get it through the mail, because she's claiming that it's so much easier for them to go and get it through the Internet, and therefore they should get a lower penalty.
Jackson is expected to be confirmed to the Supreme Court this week. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Biden administration's push to end the use of Title 42 health emergency restrictions at the nation's border, it will allow the Biden administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, the Republican from Oklahoma, on Newsmax yesterday, weighs in after visiting the border and Border Patrol agents.
Well, not only did we talk to them, but we got on horseback and rode with them. Being from the country, there's very few things I've straddled more than a horse. And they asked me if I could ride, and I said, yes, sir, I can. They said, then let's go to places that other people don't normally go. We rode most of the day. Went way down the border. We saw, we literally saw them on the south side of the border loading individuals up in cattle trailers and running them all the way down, the border 2 or 3 miles ahead of us, releasing the individuals. So when we come across, so when we get to them, they would be sitting there ready to basically surrender to us. And then they had their own pocket cards that they were saying, and they weren't trying to get away from us. They were simply wanting to be apprehended because they knew with the Biden's catch and release policy in place that they would be turned loose and then probably never show up for their hearing.
French President Emmanuel Macron is the clear favorite in France's presidential race on Sunday, yet a big unknown looms. An unprecedented portion of people say they are unsure who to vote for or don't intend to vote at all, bringing uncertainty to the elections this weekend. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autism problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan on Wednesday, April the 6th. I thought it was interesting, Victoria, that the that fellow Matt Gaetz, is that how you pronounce his name, the congressman?
Yeah.
Is it Gaetz or Gaetz?
Gaetz. It's Gaetz, yeah.
Yeah. Voted against capping insulin prices by blaming fat people.
I have not heard a word that has ever come out of his mouth that is kind or not idiotic.
Too many fat people, that's what's driven up the cost of insulin. That's why, there are a lot of fat.
This is, I didn't know that until you just told me, but I'm not surprised. Yeah. This guy is, he is just, he's awful. I have not heard a word that that has ever come out of his mouth that is kind or not idiotic.
Too many fat people, that's what's driven up the cost of insulin. That's why, there are a lot of fat people, and there are people who are abusing.
Well, I don't think fat shaming is the answer to insulin, someone's life-saving insulin.
Right. I knew you'd get a kick out of that story in and of itself. So.
Well, actually, I don't. I find it reprehensible that he's an elected official.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, Sean Penn was on with Sean Hannity last night. And first thing he
said
must
have been interesting.
Yeah.
He was there from last October until just recently. And then they had to abandon their car. He and his film crew had to abandon their car, and then they walked across the border into Poland.
Mm-hmm.
So he's seen some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm sure
people,
he's seen a lot of it.
Yeah, I'm sure. And he's seen a lot of devastation in Haiti, where his, you know, so much of his work has been after earthquakes and things. He's done a lot of, I mean, I think he's a bit of a crackpot, but I think he does a lot of real
good. A bit, you think?
Well, but a lot of real good in his fame.
Yeah. Right.
So, but.
So Pete Buttigieg, who is the Secretary of Transportation, has been called upon. Remember last week, I think early in the week, I said that all of the CEOs.
Well, but I think he's done a lot of real good with his money and his fame.
Yeah. Right.
So, but.
So Pete Buttigieg, who is the Secretary of Transportation, has been called upon. Remember last week, I think early in the week, I said that all of the president's CEOs of the major airlines went to the Fed, sent a letter to the president, went to a hearing, and saw Buttigieg and said, it's time for the masks to go. And there originally was, I think the deadline was April 14th. And so there's been no response from the federal government to the airline's request to get rid of the mask mandate. And so what Buttigieg did say is that the unruly passenger problem is still unacceptable. Well, it's unacceptable because people are disagreeing with the policy to have to wear a mask. And at this point, it seemed ludicrous.
People on the flights on the 13th.
Yeah.
It's if you don't announce that it immediately is no longer, it has to be effective literally within 2 minutes.
Now.
Or else it's going to just create such a bigger problem and people rebelling. And people should. So what's the difference between if I fly on Wednesday and then Thursday it's no longer required? I mean, it's stupid. So they're going to have to just say, effective immediately, no one has to wear a mask.
When I came back from L.A. on Sunday, I took the red eye on Saturday night. The pilot made fun, and it's the second time I've heard this, you know, because I fly a lot and I look
at these guys. I don't think that's helpful when the pilots
go through the same thing. Well, I don't necessarily, but it's just showing that there's a worn out on this, and it's become.
I get
pedantic.
That, and we are all too, right? I mean, we all feel the same way. I don't wear a mask wherever I go anymore. You know, at the same time, like, please fly the plane and don't like incite violence on. You know, like, you've got a job, and it's a very important one. Please just fly the plane and get us home safely.
39 after the hour here on the DJ. I want to introduce you to a book that is very in the age of pandemics. The relationship that we have one to the other has become very important. The book is called Relationships to Infinity, The Art and Science of Keeping in Touch. Jason Levin is joining Victoria and you. About relationships and how things have changed. I don't know whether, Jason, it's not just about the personal relationships. This is business as well. We all see huge changes in our relationship to our bosses and to our relationship with work and workspaces, right? Isn't that sort of a part of the review that you have here in this book, Relationships to Infinity?
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me. I think that with the advent of technology and all the different life events that people have gone through, one of the big premises of infinity is that Keeping in touch with the people that we know, like, and trust over the years, over the decades, has become really hard. And what I uncovered in the book is that actually keeping in touch is not only great for your personal well-being. So we talk about food, water, shelter. We need friendships. And it's what the pandemic has shown is that we need our people. And on the professional side, what I found in the academic research is that actually keeping in touch with prior colleagues and partners and vendors and people that you actually know over the years actually makes you smarter. It helps your career.
You're talking to, there's no vacuum here. I'd say Victoria Keelan, who's on with me, is one of the experts in keeping in touch through the pandemic, and she and I and all the rest of the people on the DJV program have talked about this. I don't know that I was as conscious of it. I think she, of all the people that are on the air with me, was more conscious of being in touch. Didn't you have, like, Friday afternoon
Friday
alcohol
night
bashes?
Yeah. Well, it was a happy hour. It wasn't an alcohol bash. But yeah, I mean, we had single friends, both girls and guys, who found themselves really isolated. And so we kind of all banded together in our little group, and it became something that we felt so connected. And, you know, it was sometimes our Zoom happy hours went on until 2 a.m. just because everyone had so much fun talking and staying connected. It was so important. And Doug was lucky because Doug lives on a farm in Massachusetts, and he saw people every day and was still working and had his animals. And so I don't know that Doug was really nearly as affected as like my parents were very isolated. We talked on the phone almost every day, but that was really it for them.
So, Jason, to go back to the reality, and this is, I think, what we're trying to get people to think about, now that the reality is changing back sort of to the way it was, is it really? Will it ever be the way it was? What's the mindset of the people that you talked to as you prepared this book?
Well, I think that, and I'm glad you're talking about mindset, because mindset is really everything in keeping in touch. And as I was doing the research within the mental health community, it's amazing what goes on in mindset when we think about connecting and reconnecting with people. There's actually a lot of barriers to getting back in touch.
How so?
So much. Well, I've coined the term the Bermuda keep in touch. And so just like ships and planes get lost in the Bermuda Triangle forever, so do our intentions for keeping in touch. There are three very normal emotions that are barriers to keeping in touch. It's guilt, it's worry, and it's fear. And any one of these emotions, it actually inhibits us from getting back in touch.
Don't you think that that's the problem with almost everything in life? People feel guilty, not just about not being in touch with their friends or people that they work with, but worrying, the fear-based thinking that goes on ruins people's lives.
Yes, it really does. And getting back to the importance of connection, so you need this, and yet in your own head, people don't want to hear from me, it's my fault because I didn't keep the relationship, and yet these are all things that we need. And what we're talking about here is essentially for many people that I'm working in a hybrid environment where offices are opening up, but it's not really 5 days a week. Sometimes it's 2 days a week. Sometimes it's 3 days a week. And sometimes you might be in the office where your colleagues are there, and sometimes you're in there when they're not. For many people that I'm working with, a hybrid environment where offices are opening up, but it's not really 5 days a week. Sometimes it's 2 days a week. Sometimes it's 3 days a week. And sometimes you might be in the office where your colleagues are there, and sometimes you're in there when they're not there. And so these notions of these barriers inside of your head, it's like, how do you actually keep in touch with all the people that are in your circle? It can sometimes be overwhelming.
So one of the things here is the device, the influence of devices, of iPads and iPhones and people walking around like zombies. You see it more, I think, with younger people, than we do with older people. We were talking about the Russians and how young people are more supportive of Putin than old people, because the old people, in my estimation, are not tied to devices no matter what country you're in. I sure as heck am not. I don't know how you are with yours, but I don't have mine with me. People say, I sent you a text 10 minutes ago, so that doesn't mean I have to. I don't have my phone. I'm not reading it. And so I wonder whether you think in your research that the dependence that we've come about to have on these various devices is also harmful to relationships.
Well, you know, I talk about how social media is both the problem and the cure. And what I like to talk about is analog intentions in your heart, analog intentions in your head, and how they can be very positive digital realities. And so for me, I think the negative aspects of social media is that you have a myriad of platforms, and what are people posting? They're usually posting very positive things about themselves, that, you know, and people think that they're in touch because they see the feed of, you know, a former colleague or a friend, but they actually haven't called them. They actually haven't had a Zoom with them. They haven't actually had a coffee with them, right? And so there's this perception that we are connected through technology, but the reality is that's not connection. Connection is a conversation. Mm-hmm. A connection is listening. Connection is being with somebody.
How many times do you hear people, somebody say, in relationships, I just want you to hear me. I don't want you to say anything. Just listen. I think that maybe is the core here. Jason Levin is the founder of Ready, Set, Launch. He's the very much in demand business development coach and speaker and getting people through these times. The book called Relationships to Infinity, The Art and Science of Keeping in Touch. I'm going to guess among other places you can find it on Amazon. Jason, where else can people get this book?
You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on Barnes & Noble, wherever you find books online.
Here on the DJV program.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like the job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your project and we'll bring it. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. Symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Ooh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Lovers, moviegoers, I do not want HBO Max. I might want to watch them after the fact, maybe. I see that Robert Downey Jr. of Victoria is developing a couple of Sherlock Holmes spinoffs for HBO Max. So does that mean that we're not going to see any more of Downey as Sherlock Holmes on the big screen? I had a couple of those, maybe three of those movies.
He did two. He did two with Jude Law as Watson. And then there was a third in the works, but then he got so busy playing Iron Man, and that took off in just a way that I don't think anyone really anticipated. So he spent about 10 years in the Marvel Universe. So there is a chance, I guess, if maybe this new series does well, that maybe they'll do a third movie. But I'm not sure,
how much more they're going to be. They made $1 billion with these two movies.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you think that powers that be would be smart enough? Okay, so we made the money in the theater. We're going to put the movies back in the theater. Duh.
Well, yes and no, because right now HBO Max is the most expensive streaming service at $16 a month. And so they need to, in order to keep people paying that premium, they have to offer premium movies. And so this is probably a way that's going to be something that they'll be able to offer exclusively to HBO Max subscribers. And it's something that's cool and you can't get it anywhere else. So theaters have exclusivity, right?
Theaters only.
Well, streaming services are now doing that too. Hey, it's only on Netflix or only on HBO Max. And they're creating their own, it's like their own marketing ploy to have exclusivity for certain things. Mm-hmm. But I think everyone really enjoyed, I certainly did. I enjoyed him as Sherlock Holmes. I love Robert Downey Jr. He could do no wrong. And I thought, Jude Law is always great.
He was a bad guy in the second Fugitive movie. Did you hear that? There were two fugitives called U.S. Marshals. Tommy Lee Jones led a group of marshals, and Downey was a bad guy in it. And it was his first return. He'd been in the drug culture and kind of screwed himself up for about 10, 12 years. And then his first foray into legitimate acting was as the bad guy in U.S. Marshals, which I think came out a couple of years after the first Fugitive movie with Harrison Ford playing the original character, which was recreated by Kiefer Sutherland in that little those little TV vignette shows that the Fugitives recreated.
Yeah, that didn't really go anywhere.
No, it didn't go anywhere. All right,
sometimes
let's see
it's sometimes like don't fix what isn't broken.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Hello. All right, Paramount putting the gang from Star Trek The Next Generation. So this has been announced. LeVar Burton is going to come back to work with Patrick Stewart. And who else is involved in this? This has been a lot. This is almost like 40 years.
I've never seen the series, so whoever played Data is going to be. Some of the, you know, a lot of the Whoopi Goldberg is back right now in season two with her, whatever her character was.
Spiner was, I think, the name of Spinner, Spiner, S-P-I-N-E-R. Brent, that's it, right. I remembered him from being in the
original. The Trekkies are very happy about this news. And right now, everything is about nostalgia. Everything is a reboot. Even if it's a new take on series, they bring back some of the original characters. It kind of creates that continuity. So Trekkies are very happy.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where it goes. I think that there are. It's interesting. Whoopi Goldberg has a lot of variation in her career. She did a radio show, you know, in New York for 3-4 years. Didn't work. It wasn't a good show, but she did. She tried doing that. And then, you know, she's been on The View for a long time. It's been interesting. She's appeared in a lot of episodes of Blue Bloods as a New York actress.
Oh, she has? I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She's been in Blue Bloods a lot. Playing.
I like her as an actress. I think that she's really good.
She's better as an actress. That's where her real forte is. She was terrible as a radio host and not much good either on The View. I don't think she is anyway. I just think that show is a waste of time anyway.
Yeah,
but
I don't watch it.
She does shine as an actress. And maybe that's where. Remember the Sister Act? That was probably the first movie she was in. Ever see that?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then famously, I'm pretty sure she won the Oscar for Ghost, right?
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, another great
incredible in that
portrayal. Yeah. So anyway, some people should stick. People say that about me. You should stick to being on the radio. Or some people say when they listen to me on the radio, you should stick to being a farmer. Okay, folks. Thank you. That's 59 past. Victoria, thanks you. I do. This is the DJV Show.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.